Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Caberti, CEO and founder of the Content Marketing Class, and bring you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And one of the biggest forms of entertainment is sports. And whether it's baseball or basketball, or in the case of this episode, football, there's a lot to really like about these sports, but sports like these also carry a lot of different life lessons that can really help us grow our businesses and ourselves. So we're going to talk about some life lessons that you can get from football and just some of the ways you can grow in business and grow in your life in this episode. So the guest who joins us today, she is a dynamic, internationally recognized speaker, author of Move the Ball, and an entrepreneurial-minded executive. Throughout her 20-year career in Fortune 50 companies, she has had a proven track record of delivering results, boosting organizational efficiency, and exceeding targets. She is here today to take us all into the end zone and score. Today's guest for episode 371 of Breakthrough Success is none other than Jennifer Garrett. Jennifer, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Jennifer, I'm so happy to have you on the show. I was able to go through your book before this, which will be in the show notes for anyone interested in grabbing their copy. But I mean, like, football and sports, like, they have such great life lessons. And for people looking to grow in their business, looking to achieve personal success, this episode's for you. So before we dive into some of that stuff, can you just give us some of the background into why you decided to write the book and connect football to personal and professional success?
Sure. I've always been a fan of the sport ever since I was a kid. And I've just followed the game ever since I can remember and have taken away all kinds of life lessons being a spectator. And I've applied them to my own life personally and professionally to overcome any challenges that I've had. So I decided that I wanted to write the book and share those lessons with others to hopefully help them do the same.
And I mean, it's really awesome when people like you have this message they want to share, and it really helps people in such a positive way. And one of the things that I found throughout your book, it's something that is emphasized, is this idea of the playbook. And I think one of the big issues people have is executing that playbook without deviating, because like in the online world, you have podcasting. It doesn't produce results immediately. Like, nothing worthwhile produces results immediately. So people like jump from podcasting to webinars. They jump to social networks. They jump to all these different things. So how can we execute what's in the playbook and not deviate from that plan?
Sure. So I think it's important, no matter what your goal is, you put together your set of strategies, i.e. your playbook, on how you're going to accomplish that goal. And I think it's important to remember, as you mentioned, that not everything takes, it doesn't happen overnight, right? Things take time to accomplish. So really being focused and determined and sticking with your strategies. Now, that doesn't mean we don't pivot if we learn something new and we need to make some adjustments, but staying true to your playbook and figuring out how you're going to make those moves forward is important, and not losing sight of where you're trying to get just because it doesn't come overnight. Because very often it won't happen as quickly as we want.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the things that are worth pursuing, like if they were easy, everyone would be doing them. You say something like that in the book, where I mean, like, if it is something that is easy, then we'd all be doing it. So if it is something that is taking a while for you, you feel like you're grinding, keep grinding, because someday it's going to happen, and that is a lot more rewarding when it happens. And part of achieving success is making sure that we're making the right decisions. I mean, that goes a little bit back to, you know, how I said, like, some people, they'll go from podcasting to webinar to certain social networks, all these different things. And it's a bad decision to hop around without really honing in on something and really giving it that time. So how can we get better at making the right decisions?
Well, I think it starts with your mindset and your commitment. So it's going all in with whatever it is you're looking to do and sticking with that until you reach that level of greatness, so to speak. So it's not giving up after the first attempt. If you don't get what the results that you want. So it's, again, having that commitment to stay with it, to be determined. When you look at all of these successful people in the world, they didn't have things happen right for them the first time around. They learned from the experiences, they figured out how they would move forward, and they kept with it. And that's what really separates the successful from the not, is continuing on when you're challenged and tried time and time again.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And those challenges, they do come. And sometimes it's just a matter of sticking with your foundation and knowing how you will respond to those challenges before they come. Because if you react in the moment, it's easier to make that wrong decision. It's easier to go down that wrong path than if you anticipate some of the challenges coming your way, then say, okay, I'm going to make this decision when this challenge arises. So you know how you're going to act in certain situations. And one of the things that you notice when you're watching a lot of sports is sometimes you see a team that just gels really nicely. At other times you see like this one player who's a phenom, and like some team that's not doing well, and you think, oh, if this guy was just on this other team, you know, like he'd be winning championships or something like that. So it goes to show that no matter how good you are or anyone else, it's really important who you surround yourself with. That really determines your potential. So how, what would your advice be for surrounding ourselves with the right people?
What I would say is it's very important who you pick to align yourselves with. And if the people that you've initially picked are not helping you grow and to move forward, then you need to make those tough decisions and not associate yourself with those people. I mean, it's very easy to not want to avoid conflict, right? And we don't want to have those conversations. But if they're not growing and helping you, then you really need to align yourself with new people that are going to help you level up. In the book, I talk about this concept called drop the dead weight. And so it's really about managing your team. And if there are people that are out on the field with you and they're not playing the game and executing well or helping you, then you need to push them to the sideline and bring in other people that are going to really help you move forward.
Yeah, and dropping that dead weight, it is something that for some people, it's a really hard decision to make, because depending on, you know, the people in your life, for some people, this is like really for like friends you've been hanging out with for a while, but they're not going to make you better. And if you do get better and you rise to the next level and beyond, you're going to surround yourself with people who become other new friends who have these goals that are aligned with the goals that you're going after. And I think it's going to be talk about goals, because you see a lot of professional athletes and teams, they set goals for themselves, like win the Super Bowl, win the World Series, MVP, do a certain contribution for a team. And I feel like a lot of people, whether it's sports or business, they're really afraid to raise those goals because they're not sure if they could accomplish those goals. And they're worried about how they'll look in front of people if they don't accomplish their goals. So what's your advice for people to combat like this idea of being afraid to raise our goals, just getting that off our shoulder?
Yeah, two things. One, sometimes people don't raise their goals because they're comfortable, right? And so they like being in that comfortable space, and they're afraid of where things could go if they challenge themselves even more. And that goes to the second point, which is the confidence. If you have confidence in your ability to figure out what you need to figure out, then you're not afraid to really push yourself and test those boundaries. Now, having that confidence doesn't mean you have all the answers. It doesn't mean you never have doubt, but it means that you believe in yourself and you're going to surround yourself with the people that are going to help you to accomplish those goals. And you embrace the quote unquote failures, right? It's not a failure unless you learn from it, but you embrace those moments and you figure out what you can take from them and continue to move on. So you're not afraid of those outcomes.
And I really like that view, because like failure is like something we all are afraid of. And I think we get this from school, because, you know, you want to get the A and you get the F, it means like, you know, you got to retake the class or something really bad happens to your GPA. But I feel like for different reasons, that possibly being one of them, people are really, they don't like the idea of failing. And failing is just part of the process. It is missing that free throw shot when everyone counted on you. It is dropping the ball that, you know, that could be the difference between winning a Super Bowl, not winning a Super Bowl, or even just a game. So, failure is definitely a part of it. And we have to, the more we challenge ourselves, the more we raise our goals, the more we're going to fail, but also the more we're going to succeed and the more results we're going to be able to realize. I think one of the other important things, and this connects to games, this connects to business and everything, is that I feel like people, there's a point where they set the goal, they set a deadline, they're working towards it, but they have an idea of what the outcome's going to be already. And it's like seeing, 42-7 in the fourth quarter. Like, you have an idea of how it's going to end, but there's still time left on the clock. So how can we stick with the goal, stick with what's in front of us, until the clock hits zero, regardless of what else is going on?
Yeah, I think that goes back to the commitment that you have, right? And if you're all in, then you tend to be more mindful of how you spend your time and what you are willing to say yes to and what you're also willing to say no to, because there's so many things that vie for our time now. I mean, we live in a world of distractions, right? Social media, entertainment, there's all kinds of things that can take us away from what it is we're trying to accomplish. And so when you have that all-in mentality and you are really 100% committed, then you tend to be more mindful of what you will allow yourself to do and what you will allow yourself not to do. And I think the other thing that's important is every minute you spend on one thing is a minute you don't have for something else. And so when you keep that in mind, it's easier for you to say, no, I'm not going to sit down and watch Netflix or, do this or that. And you stay focused on what you're trying to work on.
Yeah, I like the idea of the commitment, as you've mentioned, and also the idea of opportunity cost, because Jennifer brings up a really great point. Some people right now, like, they're listening to music instead of listening to this podcast or this radio show or this video or just anything like that in general. But if you are listening or watching this, it is giving you an edge right now instead of listening to the music. So that's just one example, but it comes down to the Netflix example, which is a very common one. So a minute you're spending on one thing, you don't have that minute to do anything else. Really great insight from Jennifer. One question I do have for you. We've talked about some of the sports element and how it plays into business and life, all these points. They are covered in Jennifer's book, these points and many more. Her book, again, will be in the show notes. But I wonder if you could share with us some of your habits that you believe have been essential for your success.
Yeah, great question. One thing that's very helpful for me is I plan out my week and I plan out my day. So every day I think about, okay, what are the things I want to do tomorrow? The no kidding things that I need to get done. And I plan my day around that. That doesn't mean that life doesn't get in the way and things, cause chaos. But if you stay mindful of what it is you set out to do, then your chances of achieving all or most of that is going to be more likely than if you don't plan that out. And then at the end of the day, I come back and I assess. I look at, okay, what did I get done? If I didn't get something done, is that still important? Do I need to work on that tomorrow? And then you plan for the next day. And as you're building in this routine of planning and execution and reflection, that will help you to get more accomplished than if you didn't do that. So that's one habit that I do all the time.
Yeah, planning is so essential, and it's something I do with all my clients, whether it's sales funnels, webinars, or podcasting. If you do have that plan in play, it's easier to get to these end goals. It's easier to exceed those targets, something that Jennifer has been able to do for some of these really big companies. So if you do plan out your day and your week, it's easier for you to get all of these big goals accomplished and also stay focused on the playbook, which is certainly very important to achieving the goals that you set for yourself. Jennifer, we've mentioned that a few times that your book will be in the show notes. In addition to your book, where are some of the other places where we could just continue to follow your work?
Yeah, so I'm very active on LinkedIn. So my book is called Move the Ball. If you go to linkedin.com/move the ball, that's my profile. I'm always putting out content. There are tips and strategies and suggestions on how you can move forward in your life and overcome different things. So that's one. Also on Instagram, again, Move the Ball is the name for Instagram. So, check one of those two places out. And then I've got a website too, jenniferagarrett.com, where I'm always putting out content as well.
Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing all of those resources and your great insights throughout our time together. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed our conversation.